The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number two.
All right. The New York Times released another magnum opus on virtual education this week, this time targeting the for-profit K-12 Inc. Is the Times right to be so anti-digital learning?
I can't believe the lines have been drawn in this debate. We can make fun of the Times and say, you know, they live in an antiquated world of newspapers and 20th century print media, and therefore are clinging to their 20th century classrooms as a common, you know, common comrade, I guess.
Except we all read this article online.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Touche, sir. Touche. But I'm so surprised at the line, like at the distinct line that they're taking, and then the visceral reaction that digital learning proponents have had to it. I mean, you get the standard Van der Ark, but even some of our own Fordhamites have come in and said, you know, this is such a hatchet job on the, you know, by the Times. And we're just not, I mean, there aren't a lot of people out there. I think some are starting to step into the middle ground, into this no man's land, and really have a smart conversation about, yes, there are some problems with the way that K-12 is handling their...
Right. So, I mean, so what the article raises, it, first of all, it paints K-12 as a company that is trying to squeeze profits out of its operations. It's been, you know, getting public money to run these schools. It's raising class sizes to huge levels. It's cutting on quality. It's cutting corners also that the CEO can make $5 million a year. You know, and look, I mean, as a piece of investigative journalism, a lot of people outside of this world are going to read it and say, wow, that sounds pretty bad. And there are some easy targets to hit. I mean, it's certainly what struck me most was the incentives in place for a company like K-12 to sign up as many kids as possible in these schools, and that it's all about enrollment, and that we haven't in policy made any incentives for K-12 to get good results in terms of outcomes. I mean, unless these schools are doing so bad that the plug is going to get pulled and these charter schools are going to get shut down, then they, you know, mostly have an incentive to make them as big as possible and bring in as many kids and as many dollars. I do think you can move to some kind of form of performance-based pay, where K-12 only gets paid the full amount if the kid makes a year was worth the growth over the course of the year. And that could fix some of these quality concerns. That's the kind of conversation we need to be having. You know, but look, the Times is never going to like the idea of people making money off of public education, regardless of the fact that people have been doing it for decades, textbook companies and bus companies and others. But, you know, the idea of somebody making $5 million a year for running a company that runs schools, that is a fat, juicy target for the Times, and they hit it pretty good. One piece of disclaimer, of course, I did work at K12.com. I was the 10th employee hired, and I was then probably one of the first employees to go. So there we go.